to ACM SIGMOD's series of interviews with distinguished members of the database community. I'm Mary Ann Winslet, and today we're in Indianapolis, site of the 2010 SIGMOD and PODS conference. I have here with me Chris Ray, who is an assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Chris is the recipient of the 2010 ACM SIGMOD Jim Gray Dissertation Award for his dissertation entitled Managing Large-Scale Probabilistic Databases. Chris's PhD is from the University of Washington. So, Chris, welcome. So, our runners-up for the dissertation award this year were Soumyadeep Mitra from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, actually my own student. It's very exciting. And Fabian Suchanek from the Max Planck Institute for Informatics. So, Chris, what is the thesis of your thesis?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So the thesis of my thesis is that it's possible to build these large-scale probabilistic databases. Now, the reason you want to build such a crazy thing is because there are a lot of these applications out there that are managing data that's increasingly large and increasingly imprecise.
Can you give me some examples of
those? Certainly. So an example of these would be things like RFID data. So in RFID data, you're trying to track objects and people as they move through space. Mm-hmm. Whenever you go to measure the physical world, you have things like measurement error. So the resulting data is a lot less precise than the data we're used to in traditional relational databases. And there are a bunch of other examples. There are examples like information extraction or data integration, where this problem happens, that the data is just somehow less precise than we're used to actually putting inside a database.
Okay. And so what are the research challenges in managing this type of data?
Well, there are many challenges, and I was fortunate that there are a lot of people working in this area, but the main one I focused on was scalability and performance. So it turns out that the way we model all of these imprecise sources is using probability theory. And probability theory is great. It lets you talk about all these different kinds of imprecision in one unified way. But then when you go to actually process a query, you have to consider all of these different alternatives. And when you consider all these different alternatives, you're doing a lot more work than you would do in a traditional relational SQL-style query processor. So I focused on performance and scale, and that's really the contribution of my dissertation, at least I hope it is.
Yeah, well, it sounds kind of impossible. So what's the secret for being able to manage all that?
The secret sauce, I think, is a lot of other smart people's work. So what we basically did is we took techniques from all over the place. We borrowed techniques from the AI literature, the machine learning literature, logic, probability. I had great co-authors around me. And we mixed all that stuff together. So some of the contributions that were in my dissertation were just observations like, well, in a lot of these applications, people are only interested in, say, the top 5 or 10 answers when we're building these things. So we don't have to compute all those very many answers. And once you have this idea that people are wanting to focus on that, you can zoom right in on that. And so we had some query processing techniques that allowed us to zoom in like that. The other thing we had in our bag of tricks were classical database tools, like materialized views and some ideas from approximate query processing, popular old topics that we could bring to bear on probabilistic processing. So it was really other people's work.
Okay, so you claim. Although since you got the award, I'm sure there's a lot of new stuff in there. In fact, you know, the AI communities and the other logic and probability, they're not known for their attention to scalability.
Right. So this is one thing that I was really excited about in the work. It was a really sort of traditional database focus to these classical problems from other fields. So it was really a joy to pursue, and I hope that some of the people in those fields are excited by this work, too.
Okay, great. So can you tell us, what do you know now that you wish you'd known as a graduate student?
Yeah, the one thing I wish I had known was how much of learning in the PhD is by observation. Now, I had a great model when I was doing my PhD, which was Dan Suchu, my advisor, and just watching how he did things and imitating him was a great part of the process. But now that I've, you know, sort of moved through the process, I didn't realize how many things I should imitate from the other great people inside the field. Everything from how they communicate, to how they write their papers, to how they conduct their experiments, down to really fine details. And there's no way you can tell someone all of those things. They just have to pick them up. And I didn't realize how much of that was on the graduate student until I got into my second or third year. And then all of a sudden I understood.
Okay, great. So how did you get into the database field?
Yeah, it's an interesting story, actually. As an undergrad, I was a math major, and math and CS. And then, sort of on a lark with a friend, we decided to take the database course at Cornell, which is CS432. Jay and Johannes were actually team teaching it that semester. And they had a guest lecture. And the guest lecture they had was Jim Gray. And he was talking about the Worldwide Telescope Project. And I remember being blown away by the simple answers he was giving to complex problems. And as sort of a mathematically minded undergrad, this was just amazing to me. And I really fell in love with the topic as a result of that talk. So to me, it's a real honor that his name is on this award.
Wow. Yeah, I have a kind of a similar story, but it was Phil Bernstein.
I was also
a math major, and he made this database topic so interesting as an undergrad.
Yeah, it just somehow came alive. They had the simple answers to complex problems just blew me away.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So if you could change one thing about yourself as a computer science researcher, what would that be?
Probably to be a bit more disciplined. I tend to get very interested in a lot of different topics, which has been nice on one hand. I have a thesis, you know, that's touching a couple of different areas that I really like and am proud of. But I get distracted by topics pretty easily. There's a lot of fascinating topics in data management, and if I could, you know, stick and hold to one, I'd be pretty happy about that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Thanks so much.